We all want to improve our lives and protect the planet, but we can't without the proper sleep and energy to do so.
Welcome, neighbors, to Hometown Earth, the podcast that brings a down-to-earth approach to all of your sustainability questions. I'm your host, Lena Sanford, here on the Believe Network. Here, we believe that everyone can change the world. Do you believe? I'm a Midwest gal with big dreams to discover what it takes to reduce my impact on this beautiful place we call Hometown Earth. Join me every Tuesday as we navigate what actions we can take, big or small, to make a positive impact in your life and the lives of your neighbors on Hometown Earth.
Hello, neighbors. When you think of climate change and sustainability, what do you think about? Do you imagine rainforests and endangered species, maybe the wildfires or flooding we've seen across the United States? Or maybe your mind goes to the ocean and its vast biodiversity. All are important, but there's one more thing we should consider when it comes to sustainability. Sleep. That's right. Sleep is a critical factor in creating a sustainable world. And it affects us all daily. In this episode, continuing on our conversation about prioritizing our health, I'll talk about why getting good rest is vital for keeping us and our planet healthy. Let's start with what we most likely all know. Sleep is good for our physical health. We need sleep to restore our bodies. Harvard Medical says the major restorative functions in the body, like muscle growth, tissue repair, protein synthesis, and growth hormone release, occur mostly, or in some cases, only during sleep. It helps us to maintain a healthy weight and reduce stress, which we carry in our bodies. And if you've ever got a good night's sleep, you probably know how good you feel the next day. Energized and ready to physically take on the day. And if you didn't sleep well, you might feel like almost half of all Americans who say they feel sleepy during the day between 3 and 7 days per week. But it's more than just feeling sleepy. Research at Columbia shows that insufficient or poor sleep puts us at risk of premature aging, traffic accidents, and medical problems, ranging from depression to diabetes and heart disease, showing that sleep is strongly linked to increased cardiovascular risk. About 647,000 Americans die from cardiovascular disease each year. That's one in every 4 deaths. Now, let's switch gears to sleep's effect on our mental health. The benefits of a good night's sleep go beyond your physical health. It's a form of self-care that can help to improve your mental well-being. Sleep is essential for our brain function because it affects how our nerve cells communicate with each other. And we know our brain needs to communicate with our entire body for proper functioning. Good sleep improves memory and concentration, allowing us to make better decisions. While on the flip side, sleep deprivation can increase dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Sleep helps us to be more productive and creative as well. I could cite a study, but we all know how a poor night's sleep affects our work the next day. We all reach for that extra cup of coffee to pick us up, which can build on our lack of sleep and even lead to burnout. Getting good sleep gives you energy, helps you focus, and be less distracted by external factors like sights and sounds around you, so you can be more productive. Sleep helps us to be more creative by allowing new ideas and solutions to form while we rest our minds, even in our dreams, which trickles out into the waking world, where we can see things in a new light. And getting enough sleep can reduce stress levels, taking us out of fight or flight mode and letting us experience more calm emotions, as well as improving our ability to reflect and be in the present moment. When you don't get enough sleep, you lose your sense of awareness. You become less conscious of the world around you and its consequences. So you may already be putting together some thoughts on how all of this impacts our environment, or maybe not if you're sleepy. We learned in episode 111, Planetary Health, Live Long and Prosper, that our health and the planet's health are linked. But what does that mean in the context of all the facts I just told you? Well, in terms of our physical health, the high rates of heart disease, mental health issues, immune issues, and more related to lack of sleep has an equivalent monetary cost to our economy. That's billions of dollars per day put into medical care costs and lost productivity, aka resources, that could be put towards improving lives and reversing the damage that we have done to this planet instead of just keeping us alive. Everyone getting good sleep would also help to reduce the world's carbon footprint because we would use fewer resources, less food, water, electricity, and fewer emissions. This would be when we are physically asleep, but also when we are awake. Evidence shows that a good night's sleep, at least 7 hours, boosts productivity and motivation, leading to sustainable choices and ethical judgments when we're awake. With a good night's sleep, we can reflect, understand, and take action on climate change and sustainability issues. It allows us to be more aware of our environment and use fewer resources that are precious on this planet. Self-awareness and mindfulness are crucial to our sustainability journey, but it's challenging to be mindful if we're constantly walking around in zombie mode. The effects that poor sleep has on our mental health can change the planet as well, touching every aspect of sustainable development goals, which we talked about in last week's episode. By getting enough quality sleep every night, you feel less anxious about situations where you might otherwise feel threatened. This will allow you greater control over your reactions and solutions, for instance, climate anxiety and trying to do your part. We will also be able to come up with more creative solutions to the problems and stressors we face in our own lives and in the world just by sleeping. We all want to improve our lives and protect the planet, but we can't without the proper sleep and energy to do so. If you're struggling to fall asleep, it's probably because your body is telling you something. Listen to it. A lot of people think that they need less sleep as they get older, but some sleep experts say that's not true. So I've put together a few ways you can start getting a better night's sleep. The first is to schedule in enough sleep every night. The Sleep Foundation says adults between 18 and 64 need 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Adults over 65 need 7 to 8 hours. Does it sound like you're getting enough? If not, set a consistent time each night so you can fit in the number of hours your body needs. Number 2, have a nighttime routine. A nightly routine can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. It helps prepare your body for sleep by slowing your metabolism, lowering stress levels, and making you less alert. It helps relax muscles, calm nerves, and prepares your mind for rest. Number 3, create a restful environment specifically for sleeping in a cool, dark room that is comfortable and clean, so there are fewer external things in your environment to distract you from a good night's sleep. Number 4, pay attention to what you're doing a few hours before you sleep. Notice what you're eating and drinking hours before bed. Try not to go to bed stuffed or hungry, and avoid caffeine. And be sure to turn off your electrics at least 1 hour before bed because the blue light emitted by your devices impairs your circadian rhythm. And number five, this one's kind of a bonus. If you can, spend time in nature, camping. Studies show that spending a few days in nature helps to reset our circadian rhythm, allowing us to sleep better, increases our physical activity, which helps with sleep, helps us sleep better due to natural ambient noise, and exposes us to less air pollution, which can also help us sleep better. Not to mention the benefit of being able to physically connect and ground ourselves to Mother Nature. Sleep is essential for our health and well-being. Getting good quality sleep every night isn't just about feeling well-rested the next day. It's also about taking care of ourselves long-term. We can see that sleep is an important part of our lives and the world around us. It should be taken seriously as an essential resource and not just a luxury for those who can afford it. We need more people who prioritize their sleep for us to progress towards a sustainable society. When we take care of ourselves, we're helping others and the planet. I'll leave you with a short quote by the Roman poet Ovid. Take rest. A field that has rested gives a bountiful crop. Until next time, thanks for joining me, neighbor.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Hometown Earth as much as I did. Let us know by rating and subscribing so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every week on Tuesday. Head to the show notes, linked in the episode description, for more details. And let us know in the comments what you want to hear next. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Believe.com, and you can find more about the podcast on Instagram at Hometown Earth, or connect with me personally at Lena Saintford. We all know change needs to happen, so let's get started right here at Hometown Earth.